everyone here knows. So the weather is over. But last year, we got a whole lot of Bradley's little pictures and bigger pictures. But what surprised me when I went to Dalabasau Museum is to see literally that size artwork. And they were all connected by Claudia and their own exhibition at Dalabasau. Claudia.
So thanks, Bongi. So I probably am, I've known David probably the least of everybody in this room, possibly. I actually only met David in 2016 at the Turbine Art Fair. And I approached him, I just walked up to him and asked him if he would be interested to be in a conversation with me about the new initiative I was starting to put together in Musenberg, which has since, as Bongi said, turned into Gallery South. And David was incredibly gracious and generous and gentle and made enormous time for me. Every time I went up to Joburg, I would go and visit Monica and David in their home in Parktown. This flat nestling just on the tip of Hillbrow, surrounded by all these buildings that we recognize from David's imagery. And visited David at the bag factory in his studio and just saw these extraordinary pieces. And as Bongi says, tiny little sketches out of his sketchbooks that were just lying around. I, at the time, honestly wasn't even aware that there was a retrospective coming up. And said to David, why don't we put some of these together and curate this? And we stood in the bag factory just putting pieces out. Some of the young artists from Bag Factory, I think, Pat, you saw this, had never seen the work and had never seen it curated in any way to tell a story. David was looking at this, and in his very gentle, very warm way, smiling and touched, and he agreed to work with me, which for me has been very, very influential and very important. So I'm starting at the end of David's life, the end of his career. And I want to invite you, what I'm going to do now in the next few minutes is just invite you to go and look at the final four pieces hanging in this room, made, dated this year, dated 2019, two called Abstract Compositions, 3 and 4, one called Dances, and one called Anatomy, just the four lining these walls, which I think are absolutely extraordinary pieces. For me to appreciate how extraordinary they are has involved a dialogue over the last couple of years, particularly the last few months, with Jill, and also with Dr. Mongani Wali Soroti, our poet laureate, who I invited when I understood from David that he had worked with Brawali in 1982 in Botswana at that famous conference, and since then. I understood that there was a very important conversation between Wali and between David, and I invited Brawali to come and open the exhibition in Musenberg in February, which he equally graciously accepted to do, and we had this extraordinary moment talking about David's work, talking about the significance of that era. And the key issue, the dialogue that Wally and I and also Jill have had, but particularly in that time, was about what is abstract art, what is the significance of abstraction in the trajectory of South African art history, when so much of our work and our emphasis is on figurative and often on struggle work, struggle art. What is the significance of an artist who produced abstract expressionist work? And to understand the significance, one has to know about David's history with Bill Ainslie at the Joburg Art Foundation, where Bill Ainslie was obviously a major proponent of abstraction. And as I understand it, increasingly also out of conversation with Jill. And by the way, Jill talks about David dropping clues and whispers. Jill is the master of dropping clues and whispers and deserves to be listened to in great detail and consulted in great detail. One of the clues Jill dropped was something, in fact, here, during the walkabout for the opening of David's exhibition, that at the Joburg Art Foundation, one of the things that they read was Hans Hofmann, the German abstract expressionist who was so influential in New York. And to read anything about Hans Hofmann is to understand a crucial thing, that he fled Nazi Germany. He left Germany in 1932 and protected the inner world of the artist in part through this emphasis on abstraction. That when you are faced with such extremes in narrative, in political system, one thing you need to do is to protect the inner world of the individual and necessarily of the artist. But that's on the one hand. That is not an unpolitical, apolitical statement. It's a statement about the need in a political system to protect what is important in a person's life. But then on the other hand, you have Tami Mnyele, who left South Africa in 1978, and whose key emphasis was on figurative struggle work and artists as cultural workers. So you have these binaries, which we know in the history of South African art, between the perception that abstraction is unpolitical and not related to social change, and then struggle work, which is about social change. And David's life and David's work destroys that binary. David, on the one hand, was totally committed to abstract expressionism. On the other hand, was equally comfortable creating and curating in 1982 in that culture and resistance conference in Gaborone, the exhibition called Art for Social Development. For him, there was no difference between expression, abstract expression, and social development. And Thabo Mbeki, former President Thabo Mbeki, at the memorial, at the funeral in Johannesburg recently, described David as a very loyal fighter for the liberation of our people. And I don't think that's how we're used to thinking about David, but here's our former president saying, I've come here today to memorialize this man and to focus on his role as a freedom fighter. So I invite you now, at the end, not now, but at the end, I'm inviting you to have a look at what liberation means. What was David fighting for? And I think what you can see it in these phenomenal pieces. Bear in mind that David was in his last few months of life, a man who had come through chemotherapy for lung cancer, was struggling to breathe, was physically very frail. Any of us who knew him in that time, you know, Monica, we thank you for having cared for him and looked after him in that time. But that he could produce this work, he didn't go to the bag factory to do it. He sat in his home in Parktown, in the garage, in the cold. Monica was describing to me this morning, she was saying to him, why are you working in the cold? This is not good for him. For you, go and look at those works. Go and look at the luminosity, the spirituality, the celebration of life. And picture this man, frail, doing these layers of art, of paint, of media. And the movement, the rhythm, the physical energy that's on that canvas. And he takes out of the bottom layers of the canvas are darker. He produces out of almost this tohu vavohu, this void and this chaos, through layering with color, with texture. He creates, sometimes you can see they're figures in dances. They're these figures, they're these dancing figures. And I sort of imagine this man who knew that his time was coming to an end. What were the images, what were the figures he was imagining in his head? These are figures who have walked this world before. These are ancestors. These are people he knew before. These are people who are ushering him past where we are now. To stand for me, I'm sorry if I get tearful in this, for me, and I felt this at the opening last month, to stand in front of those images, I just kept having cold shivers, because what you're feeling there is this man who wasn't just a great artist and a great South African who overcame such enormous hardship to have that inner freedom to produce what he needed to produce, his inner truth. That is human greatness. When you stand in front of those paintings, you're seeing not just, you're seeing the jazz of the spirit. You're seeing this man who could dance, who could sing, who could soar even while his body was exiting. So I feel very touched to be here, Jill. Thank you for inviting me to speak in this. Thank you, Pat and Bongi for sharing this and for coming to Musenberg to be part of this, and to Monica and Lebohang and to the gallery and to everybody who's been part of this. But what I have been touched with in these years is a great South African artist and a great human being. Thank you.